Following is the President's speech at Willard, Ohio, Monday, October 11, 1948.
And gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the candidate for Congress in the 13th District, Mr. Dwight Blackmore. Give him a hand. What's the matter? I'd now like to introduce to you our next governor of the state of Ohio, Frank J. Lausche.
Thank you.
And now, the one you've been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you the President of the United States, our next president.
Thank you very much. I've had a most wonderful reception in Ohio today. It's been just like this all the way across the state. We started in Cincinnati, came up the western border of the state, now we're headed for Akron. And it seems as if everybody in the neighborhood and every city has turned out because they're interested in what's taking place in the country today and in the world. And it's good to be here in Willard this afternoon, even for a short stop. You people here in Willard have a great tradition, a tradition set by Dan Willard many years ago when he was president of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. I think it's significant that the name of Dan Willard is loved and respected all over the country because he was a man who believed in the common people of the nation. He liked and respected people who worked for him, and he recognized their right to join the union and bargain collectively. Dan Willard didn't sneer at the whistle stops of our country. He trusted the people, and the people trusted him. I think that's a good principle. It's a good way to run a railroad, and it's a good way to run a country. That's the way I've tried to run the country, but the Republican Congress would not cooperate, this 80th Congress. Now, that's the way, with your help, we're going to run the country for the next 4 years. The Republican candidates and the Republican Congress do not trust the people. They just work along at their old problem of trying to fool the people into voting for the interests of the few. And they try to do it without telling you what they think. I've been out among the people now for nearly a month. I believe you've got a right to know what I think. And I've been telling you what I think. Tonight in Akron, I'm going to talk over the radio about the Republican Taft-Hartley law. I'm really going to tear the mask off the Republican Congress and the Republican candidates. In Cincinnati this morning, at a splendid meeting, I talked about housing. I told the people there how your president tried for 3 years to get a decent housing bill passed. At other places we stopped, in Ohio, I've talked about prices. I told the people how your president had twice called the Congress into special session in an effort to get something done about inflation that is picking your pockets. Since I've been in the White House, there hasn't been a moment of doubt about where I stood on the issues that are the concern to the people of America today. I've always spoken out, and I've taken a stand on every issue as it's come up. I don't wait for any polls to tell me what to think. That's a statement some of the Republican candidates can't make. You know, since I started this campaign, I've talked to over 3 million people in various communities. They've come down to the train, just as you did this afternoon, because they're interested in this election. They know that the peace of the nation and the peace of the world depend to a large extent on the results of this election. They know the continued prosperity of our nation depend upon this election. And they want to know where the candidates stand on the issues. And that's what I've been telling them as simply and as plainly as I know how. There isn't a single solitary man or woman in the United States today who can't find out in 2 minutes where I stand on important matters like foreign affairs, labor, agriculture, Social Security, housing, high prices, and all the other problems we as a nation have to face. But there isn't a single solitary man or woman in the United States who's been able within the last 2 months to find out where the Republican candidate stands on these issues. I think he's going to get a shock on the 2nd of November. He's going to get the results of one big poll that counts, and that's the voice of the American people speaking at the ballot box. And he's going to find out that you people have had enough of such fellas as the one from this district who's been helping the 80th Congress to turn the clock back. And I think you're going to send Dwight Blackmore to Congress in his place. And I think you're going to elect Frank Lachey governor. And if you do that, you'll be voting in your own interest. And when you vote in your own interest on the 2nd of November, you can't do anything else but vote the Democratic ticket straight, and I won't be troubled with a housing problem. I'll live in the White House 4 more years. Now, that will be entirely to your interest. You have a Congress who believes in the people, and you have a president who's shown you right along that he believes in the welfare of the country as a whole and not in the welfare of just a few at the top. How'd you like to meet my family? All right, here's Miss Truman. And here's Margaret.